welcome again this evening as we mark the fourth Sunday of Lent, day 26 of that great epic Lenten pilgrimage. And it's also Laetare Sunday and Mother's Day or Mothering Sunday. Bishop Fintan Monaghan of Killaloe Diocese is with you again, joining you in Scariff Bay Community Radio to offer some thoughts or reflections on the day that's in it. A word first on Laetare Sunday. Laetare in Latin for joy is the equivalent of Gaudete Sunday in Advent. And like Gaudete Sunday, we wear rose or pink vestments in the Eucharist to symbolise that day of rejoicing. Traditionally, Laetare Sunday is seen as a joyful respite day from Lent's austerity. It's a time for us to pause in our Lenten journey, our penitential pathway, and also to give praise and due honour to mothers. Like Transfiguration Sunday and this year's St. Patrick's Day, which falls on a Sunday, Laetare Sunday gives us a much welcome break from the austere focus of the Lenten discipline and the penitential preparation for Holy Week. I always regard all the Sundays of Lent as a joyful day of respite from our Lenten resolutions, they being apart from the other days of our 40 days of Lenten pilgrimage. Every Sunday, in effect, is a mini Easter Sunday, the Lord's Day, in which we anticipate the resurrection. So both Gaudete and Laetare, meaning rejoice or joyful Sundays, and we capture some of this sense of joy in the words of the entrance antiphon of the Mass, in the collects also of the Mass, and other parts of the liturgy. In this we mark the Church's joy in anticipation of the resurrection of our Lord, which we will mark in a few short weeks' time. We also celebrate Mother's Day, a day in which we celebrate with, rejoice in, and pray for all mothers, for all that they do and all that they are in their important vocation as mothers. It would be strange to give a reflection solely on Lent today and not honour the day that is in it and uppermost in all our minds, Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day then to all our mothers, and for those whose mothers have died, we offer a prayerful remembrance of them, loved in life and loved in death. As a mother comforts a child, so will I comfort you, says the Lord. Isaiah 66, verse 13. For many years, the fourth Sunday in Lent has been observed as Mothering Sunday. The tradition arose from a sentence in St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, which for many centuries was read in the epistle of this Sunday. In it, St. Paul writes of Jerusalem, which is above, is free, and which is the mother of us all. So, on this day, we give thanks to God who gives us new birth, and for the Church, which, like a mother, nurtures us in life of the Spirit. From medieval times, it was regarded as a celebration of mother churches in each region, and many people took on the tradition of visiting these mother churches on this day, and also visiting the church they were baptized on this special feast day. In recent times, the focus became more on mothers themselves, and of course that particular celebration has been a great boon to the commercial world, with the card, chocolate and gift industry cashing in on the many gifts bought in advance of the big day. So on this feast day, thanks for our human mothers and for all the qualities of mothering given and received. Amid the joy, goodwill and happiness of Mother's Day, I sound two notes, a note of sensitivity and a note of awareness. Sensitivity first, sensitivity to the fact that you don't have to be a mother to be fulfilled in life. There are plenty of women who, for various reasons, were unable to have children or have chosen not to have children. On Mother's Day, we respect their situation and in no way lessen their standing in society. Not everyone is a mother, but we are all God's children and as such equally loved and cherished by God. And that is expressed so beautifully in the Gospel today at Mass, the most quoted line of the Bible, God loving the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son so that we might have life. And then the second note of awareness. Awareness that in the not so distant past, the mother, who was unmarried, and her children were not treated with the love and dignity that was their due as God's children. Unfortunately, some church personnel and other well-meaning individuals had a significant part to play in this sad reality. And the recent Mothers and Babies Home reports some years back is a sharp reminder that unmarried mothers' day was not celebrated in the past. There has been much talk about and ink spilt on the role of mothers in the referendum on the family and care on Friday last, and thank God the situation for so many mothers is light years apart from where it was some years ago. Our faith has a long tradition of mothers whose lives stand out as examples to all of us. A brief mention of notable mothers in the history of our faith must of course begin with Christ's mother, Mary, who is seen as the mother of all mothers. Our personal devotion to Mary comes easy to us because it springs from the template of our own relationship with and love for our own mothers. Many people take on the Lenten discipline of praying the Stations of the Cross these days, and of the 14 stations, there are at least three, if not more, very poignant reminiscences of powerful mother and son interaction. The fourth station where Jesus meets his Blessed Mother on the Via Dolorosa. The crucifixion scene in which Jesus entrusts his mother to the beloved disciple, St. John. And the Pietà scene of Jesus taken down from the cross and in the arms of his Blessed Mother. St. Anne is also a mother of note from the Old Testament. She is the mother of Mary and therefore revered as such. This, of course, makes her the grandmother of Jesus. What great news from a few years back, due to the efforts of Pope Francis, that the feast of the grandparents of Mary is now celebrated with more style than usual in being raised up to a more major feast day on July the 26th. We further look to two faith figures of our tradition who exemplify, on the one hand being a mother, and the other the son of that same mother, who tried and tested his mother and came in time to appreciate all she had done for him. I speak of Saint Monica and her son Saint Augustine. In his early life, Augustine lived an unholy life, and his mother never gave up on him, but prayed that he would in time, as he did, redeem himself. I love the poignant quotation from the Confessions of Saint Augustine, that great classic of philosophy, theology, and spirituality. It runs, "Shortly thereafter, she fell ill to a fever and died at Ostia. On her deathbed, she called her son, Augustine, together with his brother, and desiring to put them at ease regarding her funeral, said to them, 'Lay this body anywhere. Let not the care for it trouble you at all. The only thing I ask of you, that you will remember me at the Lord's altar, wherever you may be.'" St. Augustine's Confessions, book number 9, verse 11. Saint Monica is the patron saint of mothers. There is an interesting reflection called Mothering Sunday by the Anglican priest and poet Malcolm Guite to mark this day, and it goes, "At last, in spite of all, a recognition for those who loved and laboured for so long, who brought us, through that labour to fruition, to flourish in the place where we belong. A thanks to those who stayed and did the raising, who buckled down and did the work of two, whom governments have mocked instead of praising, who hid their heartbroken, their heartbreak, and still struggled through. The single mothers forced into the edge, whose work the world has overlooked, neglected, invisible to wealth and privilege, but in whose lives the kingdom is reflected. Now into Christ our Mother Church we bring them, who shares with them the birth pangs of his kingdom. Cardinal Mindszenty, a Hungarian cardinal, penned a reflection on the vocation of mothers some decades ago. And that runs, the most important person on earth is a mother. She cannot claim the honour of having built Notre Dame Cathedral, she need not. She has built something much more significant than any cathedral, a dwelling for an immortal soul. The tiny perfection of her baby's body, the angels have not been blessed with such a grace. They cannot share in God's creative miracle to bring new saints to heaven. Only a mother can. Mothers are closer to God, the Creator, than any other creature. God joins forces with mothers in performing this act of creation. What on God's earth is more glorious than this, to be a mother? The final word on this special day for mothers goes to Meister Eckhart, the Dominican preacher, theologian of the late 13th and early 14th century. This is what he wrote of our personal relationship with God and the mystery of God among us. What good is it for me that Mary gave birth to the Son of God 1400 years ago, and I do not also give birth to the Son of God in my time and in my culture? We are all meant to be mothers of God. God is always needing to be born. That is a profound, yet simple, stunning in its originality reflection, and it's also very challenging. It makes mothers of us all. God is needed in this world today too, and we are those who will give birth to God. So today, in this very meaningful way, we can say not only to others, but to ourselves, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Laetare Sunday, and may the patron saint of mothers, Saint Monica, pray for us this day and always. Amen.